Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Anita Rosen is here. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years. She's been a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Project Matter Question and Answer Book, also the e-commerce question and answer book, also e-learning 2.0. She's one of the pioneers of the internet, having been on right out of elementary school. She was on a project to help create the first e-commerce website in the galaxy. She's our good friend Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
You were a prodigy, right? Child prodigy.
Yes.
In the sixth grade, you were on the team out there at Netscape, weren't you?
Yeah, I get younger and younger.
Anita, one of the things that small business owners still, and you know what, it's not just small business owners. I think it's everyone. I don't think even the big companies really have a handle on online marketing, let alone small businesses. What do you think?
I think there's some businesses that have an unbelievably amazing handle on it.
But how many millions of dollars and how many people have they thrown at it to get to that point?
Oh, well, you know, it's like any new thing that comes along. It takes a while to figure out what you need to do.
But don't you think most small businesses still just don't? And it's not their fault. It's just such a new...
Well, you've got so many... You know, you're a small business. I have a small business. I understand exactly what it's like. How many hands do you have? What do you... You know, you need to sit there and focus. What are you going to focus on? You know, you want to focus on your core business. And when things change, usually people don't change with them until it hits them in the face.
Right, right, exactly.
And then sometimes they make really poor decisions when they change.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things I think small business owners are facing right now, and we need you to help us out with this, is we know that we need to be doing social media. And we're doing some of that. We know that we need to have a strategy, and we're trying to develop one. We know that we should be doing online marketing, but every time we turn around, there's a new website that pops up, and a new, you know, some new, you know, Pinterest or whatever, some of the new ones that and we think, wow, just as I get this Facebook Twitter thing under control, here comes another one at me. It's intimidating.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have to. One of the big mistakes I think people make is they feel that whatever is new and shiny, they have to run to.
Yeah. Avoid the shiny object syndrome.
Yeah, we get caught up in that. Now, there's the opposite side of it where everyone sits there and says, that has nothing to do with me. So either you have the people that run to the shiny objects or you have the people that are saying, oh, that newfangled thing, that doesn't pertain to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be somewhere in between, and that's the hard one, is to figure out what is in between. And then also, you know, one of the things as a small business person I've done with my marketing all the time is I always put in, how much time am I putting in, and what's my return? And is my return worthwhile?
Mm-hmm.
And as a small business person, you have to do that, you know.
But if you're...
Facebook page, does it provide me with anything? Am mm-hmm. I sitting there, you know, I had a blog for a while, and here I am, you know, I'm on your show. I was never getting enough traction.
Mm-hmm.
I let it go, because why am I putting time and energy into something that doesn't pull traction? What I need to do is put my time and energy into those activities that provide traction.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I have enough people on my Facebook
but if,
page?
But if you say that though, see, here's the thing. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that social media and online activity, online marketing is the way of the future?
It may be. When you say, is it the way of the future? Who are you? And it may be.
But it's going to, it's, but some kind
it's
of,
it's not going away.
Some kind of digital marketing, customer interaction, connection, something like that's going to be involved in your future, right?
Definitely.
Okay, so my point is, but the alternative is the old way to do of doing business, which was almost no digital, almost all analog. So right now, the problem we've got is we're and I call this the parallel universes that we're straddling, and I talk about this in my book. We're straddling the parallel universes of the age of the seller and the age of the customer. And that's the problem that small business owners are having, is how much weight do I put on in one and how much weight do I put in the other? And am I going to ultimately have to turn loose of the old ways, which I think you are? And we're going to get Anita after these messages. Anita's going to give us some specifics on how to deal with this after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. ReadyGo.com is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.